Another year, another discussion about education, and it's something that's been in the news for probably the last 5 to 10 years. Where have all the men gone in relation to teaching, and especially when it comes to primary schools? And there is now a call, the wheel has done the full circle, to encourage more men to get involved in education.
Yeah, well, you know, I think traditionally, as schooling began in Australia, the UK, the US, the early childhood and primary years were thought of as carer years rather than teaching years, and secondary and tertiary education more for men, almost a cultural assumption or norm or stereotype.
So basically, women would babysit the children to a certain age, then the education would begin.
It, as an extension of parenthood, it was thought that mothers are the primary carers. It was really not until more recently that we understood that the literacy and numeracy and the other KLAs, the content areas that we teach, are actually learning science, not just babysitting. But in fact, in our primary program here on this campus, 86% of our students in the primary program are women.
Why do you think that is?
The social expectations of women, when women were allowed to attend normal schools at the time to become teachers, the University of Newcastle began as such, were that it was permissible for women to go into higher education for nursing and teaching, perhaps not other professional areas in quantity, as the society tried to deal with egalitarianism. It was, we want women to have access, but only in a limited number of areas. It's an absolutely inequitable mindset that still perpetuates to this day. Who are the proper carers for our children?
And as I said, that's been generally the women. I suppose one of the biggest things we're finding now is with so many single-parent families and in a lot of households, and something we've discussed many, many times about a good, solid male role model, and if the children aren't lucky enough to have it in their house, there's that chance they go to school and they don't have it there. So that's where it seems very important to get more men back into teaching, especially in the primary
years. Absolutely. And now that we know the learning science of what happens to the brain in the first 100 days of life and in the first 3 years and how crucial the primary years are, we need to make it as equivalent in the status that we give to people who say they're going into the STEM areas, equally to primary education and early childhood education. Because there's a negative stereotype young men feel when they tell their parents, they tell their friends, I'm going to be a primary or early childhood educator, as if you can do better than that. It's a vestige out of actually 1872 and some rules of teachers.
This is a long way back, but yeah. You got to shake your head at this. Give
us
a couple.
Job descriptions were, first of all, the teacher's primary job was to fill lamps each day and trim wicks and clean the chimney. So there might have been some male roles in that. But each teacher should lay aside a little bit of their salary for retirement just so they won't be a burden on society. We're not going to do it for you.
So you're saying that after so many years of teaching and educating and facilitating the up-and-coming generation, you've got to look after yourself because we don't want you to be a burden for us.
In your contract, you said men may have one evening a week out for courting and two if they attend church regularly.
Oh.
But women, if they are smoking, using liquor in any form, frequenting pool halls or public places, or in men who got shaved in barbershops, were given reason to suspect their worth, intention, integrity, and honesty. And if it was women who got married, they were summarily dismissed. So there's a sexism involved in the early roots of when public school education began that pretty much let women do it early in their lives, but once they got all that clutter of having partners or having children, they were no longer needed.
But it's interesting, even in the public service and in the banks, I think up to the 60s and 70s, where if a woman worked in the bank, the minute she got married, it was bye-bye, thank you very much, your job's done.
We're actually finding an increasing number of high school students at the top end of the ATAR and the other indicators very interested in teaching primary. So I think a lot of it are stereotypes and expectations that the rest of us have to change to reward our young people for thinking about going into those areas, and particularly encouraging young men that it is actually a valuable and viable career.
Is the future looking bright for more men getting involved in teaching?
We have an increasing number here in our program, and of course job growth around the country, 8 to 10% increase in primary, early childhood, and secondary teachers. So it is a job sort of security for people that go in there. If they're flexible in terms of where they locate, we'll actually need more of them. So I'd encourage all young men to follow their passion, not be caught up by the fact that they'll have to trim wicks and they can't get shaved.
Yeah.
A public pool hall is out of the limits.
And they can go out on a date more than one night a week, which is fantastic.
Keep it all off of Facebook and they'll be fine.
Yeah, that's good advice. Professor John Fischetti, we'll have a chat to you very shortly. 2NURFM 103.7.